This morning we're going to continue our Advent season and looking at the Advent candle. We're going to light our second one, which will represent the birth of Christ. And our text this morning will come from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Let's pray. Jesus, we just pause for a moment and stand in awe of who you are. Lord, this season is about one thing, and it is about your incarnation and what that means for us as your people and for the world. We thank you for your incarnation. We thank you for the empathy that that means, God, that you know what we know. You felt what we felt, God. You know the tension and the temptation. Lord, you went through all the same stuff that we do, yet you were without sin. And so we thank you for that. But we thank you that without the incarnation, there is no cross, which means we are still in our nasty, gross, sinful life. But because of your incarnation, because of the cross, you went to it, and you died, and you shed your blood, and atoned, and forgave us. And we give you thanks for that. Without the cross, there's no resurrection. Lord, you are the first fruits of a resurrection. Lord, you are redemption, Jesus. In and through you, we too shall see resurrection. We shall be redeemed and made new. All of this comes from your incarnation. And so we pause this season, thanking you for humbling yourself and taking on flesh and being as a servant, as it says in your word. We love you. You are truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we submit our lives to you. I pray your blessing be upon us this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.